1967 customer spotlight video, S1 intro, take one. This 1967 Chevrolet Camaro is a great example of a guilt-free muscle car. Take two. This 1967 Chevrolet Camaro is a great example of a guilt-free muscle car cruiser that was built for the fun of it. It was born at the Los Angeles Assembly Plant as a Granada Gold convertible, powered by a straight six-cylinder engine and hooked to a two-speed power grid. Take three. This 1967 Chevrolet Camaro is a great example of a guilt-free muscle car cruiser that was built for the fun of it. It was born at the Los Angeles Assembly Plant as a Granada Gold convertible powered by a straight six-cylinder engine hooked to a two-speed Powerglide transmission with 273 rear gears. A racer, it wasn't. But over time, someone changed the color to the always popular red, white, and black scheme with a steel cowl induction hood, SS badging, white convertible top, and a white nose stripe. A rear spoiler and silver rally wheels with raised white letters complete the look. I want to start that last sentence again. A rear spoiler and silver rally wheels with raised white letter tires complete the look. S2 under hood, take one. In addition to the EFI swap, take two. In addition to the EFI swap on the 350, the V18 ditched the two-speed Powerglide transmission in favor of a way more fun Tremec self-serve gearbox from Modern Driveline. Take two. In addition to the EFI swap on the 350, the V18 ditched the two-speed Powerglide transmission in favor of a way more fun Tremec self-serve gearbox from Modern Driveline. S3 interior, take one. Out back, the 273 rear axle assembly was dumped in favor of a 373-to-1 equipped 10-bolt fitted axle with a limited slip differential and Wilwood disc brakes. These three changes, the Holley Sniper EFI, Tremec 5-speed, and lower gears, have completely transformed the character of this Camaro, and now the performance is as fun as of the look. Take two. Out back, the 273 rear axle assembly was dumped in favor of a 373-to-1 equipped 10-bolt fitted axle. Shit. Take three. Out back, take four. Out back, the 273 rear axle assembly was dumped in take five. Out back, the 273 rear axle assembly was dumped in favor of a 373-to-1 equipped 10-bolt fitted with... Gosh darn it. Ah, the anger meter is pegging. Out back, the 273 rear axle assembly was dumped in favor of a 373-to-1 10-bolt fitted with a limited slip differential and Wilwood disc brakes. I'm going to do that again. Take six. Out back, the 273 rear axle assembly was dumped in favor of a 373 equipped 10-bolt fitted axle with a limited slip differential and Wilwood disc brakes. These three changes, the Holley Sniper EFI, Tremec 5-speed, and lower gears, have completely transformed the character of this Camaro, and now the performance is as fun as the look. And because this was originally a non-numbers matching six-cylinder car to start with, There was no worry about affecting the originality with the modifications. It's a win-win-win-win. Take two. Out back, the 273 rear axle assembly was dumped in favor of a 373 equipped 10-bolt fitted axle with a limited slip differential and Wilwood disc brakes. These three changes, the Holley Sniper EFI, Tremec 5-speed, and lower gears have completely transformed the character of this Camaro, and now the performance is as fun as the look. And because this was a non-numbers matching six-cylinder car to start with, there was no worry about affecting the originality with the modifications. It's a win-win-win-win. All right, I think that's about it, guys. See ya.